With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
There are few things more upsetting than that slow heartbreak you feel as you watch your favourite show descend into absolute rubbish. What started off as something you couldn't wait to watch each week began morphing into something that caused you nothing but pain. It's the ones you love that hurt you the most, eh? No show is safe from eventual decline. Just as the once great Ozymandias fell into the sand, your favourite show may too one day be destined to fall into the pits of bad TV history. Whether it's a change of writer or showrunner, or a poorly thought out killing of a central character, or even certain circumstances completely beyond the control of the production team, there's a million and one reasons why some shows just lose their appeal. By the time we find ourselves limping over the finish line, it's no longer a labor of love, but a call of duty, and that's if we even make it that far. You know what they say, kill your darlings, and sometimes it's best for your sanity to just quit while you're ahead, and save yourself the painful acknowledgement that your favourite show just isn't what it used to be. This being said, I'm Amy from What Culture, and here's 10 series you should stop watching before the last season. 10. Community. First airing in 2009, this ensemble cast sitcom has a total of 6 seasons. Set in a fictional community college in Colorado, this show is known for its pop culture references, lovable characters, and self-aware humor. Within the first few seasons, the show had garnered itself quite a bit of a cult following, as well as several awards, including a Critics' Choice Award for the Best Comedy Series in 2012. However, by season 4, things started to go downhill. Creator and showrunner Dan Harmon was fired, and by the time he was rehired for season 5, the damage was already done. But the 6 seasons and a movie joke had already been made so many times that what came next was almost completely inevitable. Yahoo Screen came along and renewed the show for its 6th season. Audiences just didn't gel completely with new characters. They missed Troy and Pierce, and overall, a lot of people agree that the whole season felt forced. Season 6 was a disappointing end to an otherwise great sitcom, and honestly, you're not missing much if you decide to just tap out at the end of 5 and take that as your ending. 9. House of Cards. Oh god, where do we even start with this one? House of Cards was actually one of the most critically acclaimed shows on Netflix for a while. Following the daring political pursuits of Frank Underwood and his wife Claire, the show rose to fame and was the first online-only series to be nominated in several major Emmy categories. Then along came 2017 and the allegations against Spacey, and suddenly, the production team had to deal with a less than ideal situation. Netflix quickly announced that Spacey would not be appearing in the upcoming season, and to resolve things with the story, they went ahead and killed off his character. Well, turns out a lot of people weren't happy with the Frank Underwood-shaped hole in the 6th season, and how show writers resolved his absence in the narrative. Never-before-mentioned characters suddenly became big hitters in the story. Claire underwent some weird, nonsensical character changes, and that final scene, well, it was something. To stop watching at the end of season 5 wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. The cliffhanger ending lets your imagination go wild thinking of what could happen next, and maybe it's better to leave it on that note than to go on and be disappointed by what does actually happen. 8. Dexter. You all knew this one was coming. Dexter is well known for having a great start but a rapid decline. It's a good premise. A serial killer with a moral code who is still completely incapable of feeling emotion or remorse. Great. That is until you start slowly suggesting that maybe he can feel things and maybe he can change, only to then abandon it every time we might resolve a single dilemma. It's a show that manages to ask so many interesting and complex questions, yet also somehow avoids answering or even confronting a single one of them. The most recent season sees Dexter sailing off, lamenting how he has to leave Hannah and Harrison to protect them from himself. This time maybe could have been an opportunity for redemption, for one final sacrifice as he steers into a hurricane. Alas, no. Somehow the man floats into a hurricane on an open ocean and survives to come out the other end and go live his lumberjack dreams. Come on, we are sick of seeing the slate get wiped clean for him over and over again. If you quit a bit early, you're really not missing much. When grafting through the 8 seasons currently out there, this would be my advice. When the fun stops, stop. 7. Scrubs. For me, this is one of the most clear-cut examples of a show that had a perfect ending, and then a real ending. This hospital-based comedy drama technically has a total of 9 seasons, but if we all ignore season 9, then did it really happen? The first 8 installments follow the lives of characters working in Sacred Heart Teaching Hospital, narrated by the central character JD. However, after years of getting to know and love the characters, season 9 mostly got rid of them and also introduced a completely new premise. Understandably, people were pissed. Everything that needed to be tied up was tied up at the end of season 8, and that was the perfect place to leave things. Instead, we moved from the hospital to the classroom, with med students taking center stage and some familiar faces making part-time appearances. Dr. Cox, Dorian, and Turk were all now medical professors teaching students who would sometimes attend the hospital. Taken as its own thing, the season wasn't the worst thing in the world, but the fact remained that it made no sense to try and claim it was still somehow the same show we started watching 9 seasons earlier. 6. Supernatural. Anyone else remember the days when all the blogs and fan sites were going crazy over the Winchester brothers? When all the edgy teenage girls on Tumblr were deciding that all they wanted in life was a 1967 Chevy Impala? Oh, those were simpler times. Supernatural first hit screens in 2005, and oh boy, did we have no idea how big it would turn out to be. 15 seasons later, and the series finale is approaching. So finally, after 15 years, we're going to stop beating this dead horse. For the first few seasons, Supernatural was a fun, slightly spooky, and dorkishly lovable show about two brothers trying to save people from monsters. There were some cool ghouls, attractive men with daddy issues, and there was a spectacular classic rock soundtrack. What wasn't to love? As things went on, though, sadly enough, the series fell victim to its own tropes. It got repetitive and predictable, and the convoluted, consequenceless storylines left the show with little of the magic it originally held. For the most part, there's no huge endpoint that you're waiting for through most of the series, so you can drop out whenever you please. If you're just in it for some folklore and monster hunting fun, then you'll probably quickly realize that this show did not need 15 seasons. 5. Prison Break. Prison Break is one of the worst culprits out there for repeating itself, whether that's going back to locations, dilemmas, or for killing off characters and then just bringing them back. The season 4 finale appeared to be a clear-cut end for the show. Not only did Michael have a brain tumor, but he also electrocuted himself trying to save his wife and brother. So there's no way he survived, like there was a grave and everything. Oh, how wrong we were. In 2017, the show made a reappearance and lo and behold, there was Michael. Very much alive. The supposed ending from before felt way too definitive for some fans to reinvest their attention afterwards, and the few new characters kind of felt hollow and unformed. For a show that had been heading south for a while, it was a pretty bold move to bring it back and to do so without the entire ensemble of fan favourites and with several glaring plot holes. There's definitely some fans out there that enjoyed the season, but for others, season 4 was the true ending and anything beyond that was unnecessary. 4. Sherlock. Now, I'm aware that there's enough intense fans out there that I am inviting trouble just by saying this, but the most recent season of Sherlock was not good. In early seasons, we adventured along with Sherlock and Watson, solving crimes and having fun. By season 4, however, Moffat had done as Moffat does and made everything unbearably overcomplex. He threw us into a melodramatic, logic-defying series of high-stakes games, that is, if there ever really is any stakes in Sherlock. As with a lot of Moffat's writing, we come to assume that the story will just sort itself out, often through some kind of ridiculous twist, so that at no point do the characters or audience have to face any consequences. The first few seasons genuinely are fantastic. The characters are charming, the performances are good, and the crime-solving really is satisfying to watch unfold. But don't hang your hopes on the quality remaining as a constant, and if you don't want to be sorely let down by one of Britain's favourite detectives, I suggest not venturing past season 3. 3. Heroes. Oh, how the mighty fall. In its first season, Heroes was named one of the 10 best television programs of the year by the American Film Institute. By its final season, it could barely scrape a 29% approval rating on Rotten Tomatoes. The premise wasn't necessarily brand new, but it was solid, taking superheroes and making them more suited to casual viewership by making them almost normal people. The characters were interesting, the powers were fun and familiar, and there were some genuinely great moments. However, as time went on, the show's weaknesses became harder and harder to ignore. Characters were conveniently forgetting how they might use their powers just so we could drag out the plot. There are about a million minor cast members, most of whom were completely disposable, and any momentum that had initially been built up was long gone. Fans were disappointed, and ratings dropped dramatically. By the end of the fourth season, there was less than half the viewership consistently achieved by season one. Essentially, it's a show that wasn't built to last. Had it adopted the anthology style that was initially discussed, things could have gone differently. But unfortunately, as it stands, you're best off not watching past the first two seasons, and that's being generous. 2. Orange is the New Black. For quite a while, Orange is the New Black was one of my favourite shows on Netflix, and I genuinely don't think it ever got below a certain level of watchable. The problem instead was that it set such a high bar in the first few seasons that as soon as things started slipping, it was painfully obvious. If you paid a little attention, you started realising that the timelines didn't make sense, bits of setting and plot started being moved around just for convenience, and some characterisations started being thrown out the window in favour of easy comedy. It was criminal. Season 6 was the tipping point for a lot of people, as the new location and the retiring of some well-loved characters left some with little motivation to carry on. With no specific end goal in sight, it would be understandable to just drop off around here. Once you're through the very best that Orange is the New Black has to offer in the first few seasons, no one would blame you for not making it to the end. Finally, we're on to number 1, Game of Thrones. Okay, so this one is definitely going to be controversial, because the final season was meant to tie up every loose end we've accumulated through hundreds of hours of watching. Essentially, we were all waiting for the final season when winter actually comes, and we can resolve all the crap we've been dealing with for 7 seasons. So that means there's no way you can skip the final season, right? Wrong. For your own good, your sanity, and your perception of the show and all it offers, if you can skip season 8, then maybe you should do it. Of every show on this list, Game of Thrones' decline into garbage was the one that hurt the most. After 8 long years of following along with the incredibly complex plot, huge host of characters, and endless twists and turns, we ended up being rewarded with a bunch of nonsensical character changes, painfully boring episodes and dialogue, all topped off with one of the most divisive endings of any show in the past decade. I'm avoiding spoilers because after this long and this much hype, everyone reserves their right to watch the final season if they choose, but just know you've been warned.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.